spookiest time of the year, there are a few guidelines all ghosts and goblins should follow. Always stay on sidewalks. Never go to a stranger's house. And never go out alone.
Everything's better swimming in ketchup. Day 29 of 31 Days of Halloween, Five Nights at Freddy's.
Hi, this is Mike. I was just calling to see if that job that you offered was still available.
Yes, a security guard.
I will take anything.
This place was huge in the 80s with the kids. They shut it down years ago. The owner's just not ready to let it go yet.
I will work and you will sleep.
I understand.
All you have to do is keep your eyes on the monitor.
Welcome to Freddy Fazbear's, where fantasy and fun come to life.
Okay.
You must be new security guard.
Can I help you, officer?
Have you met them yet?
Met who?
Them. Kids went missing. The police searched Freddy's top to bottom.
Hello?
They never found them. That's why the place shut down.
There are ghost children possessing giant robots. Thanks for the heads up.
Technically, they're animatronics.
What do they want?
They want to make her like them.
Abby! Tell me how to stop them.
It's too late.
Abby, go!
Released October 27th, 2023, Five Nights at Freddy's stars Josh Hutcherson, Mary Stuart Masterson, and Matthew Lillard. It is rated PG-13 for violent images and language, which, side note, I feel like this almost could have been PG, but it does deal with kind of a heavy topic of kids disappearing, so the PG-13 fits in that sense. Five Nights at Freddy's had a budget of $20 million and already has made $130.6 million. Golly. Here's a synopsis. A troubled security guard begins working at Freddy Fazbear's pizzeria. While spending his first night on the job, he realizes the late shift at Freddy's won't be so easy to make it through. Five Nights at Freddy's was created based off of a video game with the same title. In full transparency, I never actually played that video game, so I didn't really know much about it. I remember seeing pictures or screenshots, but that was about it. So everything in this movie was relatively new to me. The movie itself was a fun watch. I wouldn't necessarily say it's scary. If you watch horror films, that is, it may be scary for kids a little bit. But to me, there was maybe one to two jump scares, and that was about it. The story was good enough, and the visuals were great. I was worried about, you know, Chuck E. Cheese type characters not being scary. And like I said, to be honest, they really weren't. At times it could be a bit campy. But again, simply due to those quote-unquote scary characters being Jim Henson Muppet creations. But with that said, I did like the movie as a whole. I would say it would be a good one to watch with, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old kids, or if you yourself really aren't too fond of horror films. This isn't one that I probably will rewatch again, but with all that said, it really wasn't that bad. You can now watch Five Nights at Freddy's in theaters, or on Peacock. We will see you tomorrow for day 30 of 31 Days of Halloween.
Ha 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 ha